Good evening and welcome to Checking In With Joe Editor, the show that's all about you. We're live as we are every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am the host, four-time Olympian, author, and motivational speaker, also known as Madam Olympian. This show will discuss topics about business and finances, education, sports, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. The call the number is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680, and the topic for this evening is excuses for avoiding exercise and how to overcome them. Excuses for avoiding exercise and how to overcome them. If you have been making excuses as to why you're not going to work out, then this is the show you need to call into. 646-787-1680. The guest will be Reggie Lampe. He's a fitness expert and an author. So call your friends and tell him that Madam Olympian is live this evening. Blog Talk Radio is where we are, and the show is Checking In With Joetta, the show that's all about you. If you're thinking about it, we want to talk about it. You can also tweet us at Joetta Olympian and send emails to joettaevents@yahoo.com. Welcome back to Checking In With Joetta, the show that's all about you. We are live this evening, which is Wednesday, and being that it's Wednesday, it's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this show is Checking In With Joetta, the show that's all about you. And on our show, we try and provide great topics from finance, education, fitness, literacy, families, relationships. You name it, we want to talk about it. We get a lot of emails throughout the week with different show topics, and I always say if you have a topic or if you want to be on the show, just email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com, and we can talk to you about how to become a guest on the show and also how to use your one of your ideas. And if we choose your idea, then we will give you a book, Compliments of Checking In With Joetta. This is Fitness Month, the month of April. And what we're going to do this evening is talk about some of the excuses that people use to avoid exercising and how to overcome them. So if you are one of those people that made a New Year's resolution and is not following up with it, then this is the show that you need to be on, because we need you to understand the importance of fitness, the importance of being healthy, and as a health and fitness advocate, I know that there are no shortcuts to being fit, to being healthy, and for doing the right thing. So that's why I reached out to my guest, Reggie Lampe, for him to talk to you about these excuses. He is an author. He's a fitness expert. And when this show is over, you will know these excuses, but most importantly, you will know what not to do so you can get your body into shape. And I'll be back after this commercial break. I have Diana Ross working her body out, but we have Reggie Lampe, who's going to tell you these excuses that people use not to work out. She's was ahead of her time back in the day with this music and this song, and she was working that body out. How many of you worked out today? How many of you thought about working out, but everything else got in the way, such as life? This evening, we want to talk about things that you can do to avoid not working out. And I'm going to come back with Reggie Lampe on the phone, and he will talk to you along with me about how you can get your body ready. So remember, that caller number is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680, and you can tweet us at Joetta Olympian. Good Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a great show on store for you this evening, and most importantly, we want you to be part of the show. So remember to call in 646-787-1680. And I'm going to have Reggie Lampe and join us this evening, and he is going to be live with us in studio. And welcome to the show. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you.
Thank you for having me, Joetta.
Well, Reggie, as you know, or maybe you don't know, but I'm going to tell you now, before we begin our show, and we have had many guests on since we've been on the air, we have what I call Clark Associations. So what I do is I ask you a word, and you just tell me what's on your mind, and then after that, we would take some calls if that's okay with you. So it's very simple. I give you a word, and then you tell me what comes to your mind that associates with the word that I've just given you. Are you okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. The first word is health.
Exercise.
The next word is fitness.
Working out.
Okay. Nutrition.
Goals.
Okay. Body defining.
Me.
Okay. Recovery.
Soreness.
What was that?
Soreness.
Oh, soreness. Okay.
Yes.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Alicia Keys.
All right. Nice choice. Track and field?
Joetta Clark Diggs.
You know what? I'm going to have you back on my show just for saying that answer. You have an open invitation on this show. The next one is Columbia High School.
Great track program, track and field program.
Okay. And then the next one will be, what is your favorite food?
I say food because I love all food, but if I had to choose just one, I would say chicken.
Oh, chicken. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to have you just do one. Go on and make a nice meal out of that chicken. So what are you going to have with it?
I would have some broccoli and some brown rice.
Okay. And a Diet Coke?
Nope. I have some water with some lemon and some lime.
Oh, I didn't trick you on that one. That's good. And then the last question, author of the top 10 excuses for avoiding exercise.
Reggie Lampe.
All right. Reggie is with us live this evening on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. The call, the number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. And Reggie, these phone lines are lit already. We have many people that want to ask some questions. And remember, callers, when you call into the show, when you dial the number, remember to press the number 1 so I know you have something to say. So that number is 646-787-1680. And if you have a comment or a question, press the number 1, and then I know that you have something to say. We have a lot to say this evening with Reggie in the studio with us, and we're going to talk about the top 10 exercises, excuses that people use to avoid exercises. And then we're going to also talk about the top 10 exercises that you should also avoid if you don't want to get hurt. But I'm going to go to the phone lines right now, and then we're going to come back to some of those questions. The first caller would be 1783. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question for Reggie this afternoon?
Yes, I have a question. I don't have a problem with exercising. I'm usually pretty good with that. My biggest issue that I need some advice on is some suggestions on healthy snacks because I get cravings for the bad ones.
Okay. So healthy snacks consist of a lot of different things. It could be fruits. It could be vegetables. It can be, you know, some type of trail mix or mixed nuts. Usually when I tell people if they're going to go for cashews, almonds, peanuts, get the raw version of it because that's the healthier option. And you can do multigrain rice cakes with peanut butter. There's lots of different choices that can be healthy options. But any of those would be a good healthy option for a snack and can hold you over until it's next time for your meal.
All right, one other question. What would be the latest time you should have any kind of snack at night?
It all depends on what time you're going to sleep. So the general rule of thumb is that you don't want to consume any food within 2 hours of going to sleep. So if you know what time you're going to sleep, you want to try to cut it off 2 hours before that, and that would be your cutoff time. Because everybody's schedule is different, so you go based on your lifestyle.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Well, thank you, caller, for that comment. And Reggie, we kind of just jumped right into to the call without giving them a little bit of background about yourself. So, if you don't mind, before we talk about your book and about your fitness programs and how people can contact you to work them out and give them online workouts as well as on-site workouts, tell us, how did you get started in the fitness industry?
So I got started back in 2002. I was working and I came across, I was working at Bally Total Fitness, not as a personal trainer. And I had a lot of people that would always ask me questions because I was a very friendly person. I was in shape because I was an athlete for most of my life. And so people would always ask me questions or want to work out with me, and I would help them out to the best of my knowledge at the time. So one of their regional directors and the fitness managers, they had been watching me interact with their members and suggested to me that personal training would be something that they think I would excel at. So I said, okay, you know, it's not something I thought about before, but I always had people that would ask me questions about exercise and workout. And I enjoyed it. So I said, what do I have to do? They told me that I needed to go get certified. So they showed me how to go get certified. I sat for the classes, and then I took the exam. I passed the exam and I started my career as a personal trainer.
So you've been doing this for over, let's say, 13 years as far as personal training, and I think that throughout those years, you've seen a lot of changes in the industry. But if you had to say, mention something that helped you get from, let's say, a novice to more of a fitness expert, what would that be? What would be the number one thing that motivated you to go from just a regular trainer that anyone could do to being this fitness expert?
Well, I would say it's just my passion and compassion that I have for people and helping people. And within that, it creates me to always want to develop myself and better myself so that I can provide a better service for the individuals that I work with, my clients, anybody that I come across. I want them to leave with an experience that they've never had before. Also, once you get certified as a personal trainer, you have continuing education credits that you have to accumulate over the course of a 2-year span in order to keep and renew your certification. So throughout my time, I've had to do different continuing education courses, and they're of my choosing, but I usually will pick things according to the things that I'm interested in, but also depending on the types of people that I meet over the years and the types of people that come to me, then I start to pick things that would better suit the clients that I was meeting. And that's what, you know, made me who I am and gave me that well-roundedness, because I didn't just pick the things that I was interested in. I picked the things that would help me better serve the people that I would work with.
And I think anyone that's going to be successful, they have to be able to identify what their customers need, what their clients need, because when it's all said and done, you could have all the expertise, all the experience, and if you have all of that but no clients, then you have no business, you have no resources. So it's really good to know that you've been developing and also changing into you know, to make sure that your clients are growing and learning from what you're doing, and that's a wonderful thing. And we have callers on the line that want to know more about what you are doing, Reggie. But before we take another call, you have a book out, Top 10 Excuses for Avoiding Exercise and How to Overcome Them. It's a guide to get you started on the right path. So you have this book out, and you have 10 areas that and 10 excuses that people use that help them not to work out. So what is the first one that you hear that you list in your book, if you can remember it? And if not, I can help you along with that.
So the number one excuse or the number 10 excuse?
No, well, you go backwards. Let's start with the number 10. Then we're going to count backwards, Oya. So we're going to go from 10 to number 1. So the number 10 excuse is?
I don't have enough time. No, sorry. I apologize. It's I'm tired and I don't have enough energy. So
right, I'm tired and I don't have enough energy. And, you know, as a mother with kids or a father with kids and working long hours and having to be focused at in the office, that could be an excuse, but that really could be the reality as well. But when you have someone that tells you that, what do you say?
Well, usually what I do with an individual like that is we try to break down their schedule and see what their time really consists of. Because ultimately, I feel that if you really want to do something, you will create the time surrounding what you need to. And time to exercise doesn't have to be 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And a lot of times people think that if they are going to exercise, they need that amount of time. But you do what fits best within your lifestyle. So even if you had 15 or 20 minutes or even 30 minutes that you could dedicate to some exercise, you make the most of that time that you have, because doing something is always better than doing nothing.
And I often say, if you're too tired and you don't have the energy, I think that you might have to possibly take some supplements or some vitamins, and also to adjust your schedule so you're not always too tired. Because once you start getting tired and getting run down, as you know, you can become sick, you can become ill, and that's not what we want to happen, okay? So call us, 646-787-1680. And the next caller on the line will be caller 4110. Caller 4110. Welcome to checking in with Joetta.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I was curious what you thought, Reggie, about the new fitness bands that they have out. Have you ever used them? And do you have a favorite one? As well as the fitness apps that they have. They have so many. Do you have any suggestions for us?
The fitness bands?
Yeah, like the Nike Fit Band and
Okay, got you. All right. Yeah, so I think they're all, you know, pretty good. It just really depends on what you have. I personally have the Galaxy Gear Fit because it syncs with my phone. You know, some people will use the Nike Fuel Band Plus. I think it, outside of getting the ones that are for your phone, I like the Nike one as well because it has a wide range of things that it can do. So I think that's pretty awesome, and it helps to motivate you. Plus, if you have an iPod, you know, it can sync with your iPod and it can talk to you while you're exercising to kind of give you that coaching and support that a lot of people need to help to motivate them. As far as, what was your second part of your question?
The fitness apps.
There's one app.
In particular, My Fitness. Is it? It's the one that tracks your food and
My Fitness Pal.
There we go. That's it.
And that's also a good application. That's the one that I usually recommend to my clients because what it is it helps with your food journaling as well as tracking your exercise. But when you try to think back to what you've eaten, it's always hard to remember what you had last week. But when you journal, you can see where you're making your mistakes and the choices that you're making if you're not achieving your goals. Because nutrition plays a bigger factor in achieving your goals, whether it's weight loss, weight gain, or weight maintenance. versus the exercise that you're doing. So the better your nutrition is, the better it is and the easier it will be for you to achieve your goals. So knowing what you've been doing in your eating habits and being able to make the small adjustments by being able to look back is awesome. So MyFitnessPal is definitely an application that I recommend.
Thank you. I don't want to take up too much time. What do you think about the CrossFit? I've been seeing a lot of it. Every time I turn on television, they're having CrossFit games and CrossFit that. So do you think CrossFitting is better than going to a regular fitness person such as yourself? Well, I think you don't know that answer, but
CrossFit is, I'm not going to say, I don't downplay any type of thing. CrossFit is a good way of getting a dynamic workout, but CrossFit isn't for everybody because if it's not in line with your specific goals in anything that you do. If you're not exercising towards your specific goals or even eating towards your specific goals, yes, you will get results, but are they the results that you're looking for? So CrossFit is generalized, so you may get results, but it might not be the specific results for you. So it just depends on what your specific goals are and if they're in line with the CrossFit workout.
Thank you so much. I won't take up any more of your time. I'll just sit back and I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta and Reggie this evening. And stay on board. Tell your friends to call in. That caller number is 646-787-1680. And remember, you can tweet at Joetta Olympian. The next caller will be caller 3885. Caller 3885, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening?
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready for a big vacation with my friends. And I'm really just trying to, I've been working out really hard, and my legs are looking good, and my arms are looking good, but I'm struggling with, like, my stomach. And so I just want to know, I'm thinking about getting some of those fat-burning pills or maybe some injections in my stomach just to kind of burn the fat. But what can I do to really get my stomach toned? I only have 3 months.
Well, 3 months is a long time, so it's not a short time, but I'm not one to recommend any fat-burning pills or any injections because those are not long-term things and that's not a lifestyle change because if you don't change your lifestyle, once you stop taking the fat-burning pills or once the effects of the injections wear off, then it's only going to come back. So I help people create lifestyle changes so that once they get to their goal, they can keep it for the rest of their life as opposed to every year having to go through this yo-yo effect. But when it comes to your stomach, it really plays a part with your nutritional habits. So if you're not eating right, then you're going to struggle with getting your stomach the way that you want it to be. No matter how many crunches you do, no matter how much ab work you do, your nutrition plays a bigger factor in you achieving the flat stomach look or the six-pack look versus the work that you're doing in the gym and the cardio that you're doing. So it really depends on your nutrition, and there's a lot of detail that I wouldn't necessarily be able to go into all of this, but that my contact information will be given throughout the show, and if you contact me, we can have a further conversation about how nutrition plays a factor and what you would need to do to make the adjustments in order to get to where you want to be. But again, like I said, I wouldn't recommend injections for fat-burning pills because they all have side effects, and that's not a long-term effect.
Well,
and Reggie,
so
and Cole, before you go, Reggie, I guess another suggestion for them, and we're going to give them your information, and maybe she can circle back with you because as we discussed, you do have workouts that you give people online, but I guess one thing that I used a lot of was a lot of core workouts with the med ball and bands and exercises and bands and exercises like that. Would you recommend that to her, or would you recommend just plain sit-ups, crunches, and, you know, the big exercise balls that they have out now?
Well, when it comes to the core workouts, you definitely still need the variation and incorporating strength training with your core workouts. So as Joetta was mentioning, the bands and the medicine balls and the stability ball, all of that shocks your ab muscles. So if you're only used to doing ab workouts on the mat, on the floor, then you need to have some more variation and then incorporate the strength aspect of adding weights to it because your abdominals adapt to things very quickly because your core and your abs are the center of your body, so it's constantly being in use. So you need to challenge it by incorporating some weight and resistance to the work that you're doing.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had one more thing. So, like, when you get, if I talk to you, I really am going to contact you, but would you be able to tell me what to eat at the store? Because it's great when someone gives you nutritional tips, but if you don't know how to cook and you don't know what to buy or even what store to go to, you're lost. And so that's what I really need help with, kind of like the step-by-step.
And that is a service that I provide with my wellness coaching. So with wellness coaching, what I do is I help people create new nutritional habits that's going to be a lifestyle change. So I'll help you with what you need to purchase in the store, how you need to eat, what you need to eat at what times, and but working it within what you currently do so that it's an easy transition that you can maintain forever.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll definitely be in touch.
All right. I look forward
and
to
caller,
to you.
Make sure you write this down. If you miss it because you're in a car driving, this show will be on my website at joettasports@yahoo.com. But Reggie, could you please give the following information for the callers that are listening online, that are listening on the computer, and to the young lady that just called? Can you tell them how they can get in contact with you at Body Defining and how you can correspond with them to provide your various services, be it from your wellness service, your personal training, your cardio kickback, boxing, and all other things you provide. So start with your website, give them your email, and then also you can give them your Twitter.
Okay, so my website is www.bodydefining.com. And so that's my website, my email address. You can contact me at reggie@bodydefining.com. I have a Twitter, which would be Body Defining. You can find me with Body Defining on Twitter or Facebook. And on Instagram, I'm Mr. Body Defining. So those are the ways that you can contact me through my website, which is bodydefining.com. On Facebook and Twitter is Body Defining, and on Instagram it's Mr. Body Defining, all one word.
And his name, audience, so you can get it right, and also it's on the website as well, is Reggie Lamptey with a T there. So it's, you know, Reggie, and then the last name, if you do a search, would be LAMP as in Paul, T as in Tom, EY, and he's a fitness expert and author, and he's the author of the book Top 10 Excuses for Avoiding Exercise and How to Overcome Them. We went through one of them already, which was number 10, and basically we said that I'm just too tired and I don't have the energy. So we're going to go over 9 and 8 quickly and then take a break and then come back to the rest of my callers. So number 9 is I'm so comfy, so I will do it tomorrow. And number 8 is working out is boring. So if you can just tell us about the comfy, I'm so comfy, so I will do it tomorrow.
Okay, so with that excuse, oftentimes most people will either, try to work out after work, but instead they'll get home, they'll start doing some things in the house, they'll get undressed, and then they'll sit on the couch or lay on the bed, and it's like, I don't even feel like getting up anymore, and then they're like, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow, and then the same thing happens. So in order to try to avoid that, you can either do it and get up a little bit earlier in the morning and do it in the morning before you start your day, or when you come home, just get right to the workout and not get yourself comfortable before you don't do it and push it off to tomorrow. And as far as the next excuse goes with working out is too boring, there's all different types of workouts, and there's new workout craze that are coming on, and you just got to find what you enjoy. So when you find something that you enjoy, just do it, because working out doesn't have to be in the gym lifting weight. Depending on what your goals are, is strength training going to be essential? Yes, but there's lots of different ways of incorporating strength training to get in a good workout, but you just have to find something that you enjoy. There's a lot of people that like Zumba. There's a lot of people that like yoga. I have, a lot of women that like cardio kickboxing. You know, so you just find what you enjoy. It doesn't have to be what someone else enjoys. Just find something that you enjoy. There's so many different things that you can do for exercise that it's easy to find something that you can relate to and do.
And Reggie, we have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to go into more about your ideals, about kids working out, about families working out together. When is it too young to start working out? Some people have their kids doing workouts in the gyms and lifting weights when they're 7 and 8 years old. So we're going to try to answer all of those questions as well here on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And after this break, I'll come back.
I am with my kids. I'm just thankful for each and every moment. We love to laugh. We love to dance. We love to cook. If you love someone, you want them to have the best. At Nestle, quality is everything. And we are committed to quality with a 12-step process. Love is a reflection of quality. If I give you a bottle of Nestle Pure Life, I'm giving you a bottle of love.
Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you this evening. We're live with Reggie Lanty. He is an author and a fitness expert, and he's talking to us about the 10 top excuses that people use not to work out. Being a four-time Olympian, I had some excuses as to why I didn't want to work out, but the ones that he has in his book were none of mine. So basically, when I did say I was just tired, and that would be a reason that I didn't work out, or I was a little sore from my other workouts, so we had to make some adjustments. But you have some really good ones in this book, and we're going to wind down to number seven. And number seven is working out is boring. Actually, that's number eight. Working out is boring, and then we have I already get enough exercise.
Okay. So with the I already get enough exercise, I have some clients that, you know, maybe have a job that might be, you know, physical, like somebody that is a carpenter or someone who's a landscaper or some individual that does a job that, you know, they just have to use a lot of energy. I have some, you know, teachers that may work with children and they're moving, they're running, they're doing a lot of stuff. So people will try to say, hey, well, I get a lot of exercise, you know, doing that. But what happens is that your body will adapt to those exercises. And when your body adapts to those exercises and what you do on an everyday basis, then you're no longer getting any actual benefit from that physical activity. So you still need to do more in order to get to where you want to be, because if you just rely on what you're currently doing, it's not going to work out for you.
And then when you look at that, you're saying that you already get enough exercise. You know, we always say food eaten minus exercise equals weight gain. So are we really getting enough exercise, and what is enough, and how long should one work out? So I have friends that I try to encourage them, because they say they don't have time to work out maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but really get the cardio up there and really get that heart rate up there. And I see so many people, Reggie, that are young out power walking, and then the older people are doing all the, you know, the tough mudders, and they're doing all of the marathons, half marathons. They're doing the Zumba. They're doing rock climbing. I'm like, something's wrong with this picture. So I would like to ask you, what is a time that someone can work out and have it be effective without having it to be your traditional 60 minutes?
Well, I generally say, you know, even for cardiovascular activity, you want to at least have a minimum of 20 minutes to work out. But if that's not doable in your schedule, that's okay. You have to do what's workable within your schedule and what works best for you. You know, what works best for you may not work best for the next person, but it works for you, and so that's what you continue to do. But a minimum of at least 20 minutes is doable and should be enough but you want to try to get in as much as possible. But what I also, you know, have people think about is that when you start to exercise and you start to see the results, once you start seeing the results, you're going to naturally want to create more time because you're seeing the results and you're liking what you're seeing. So ultimately, you want to just get started. Once you get started, then everything else will come afterwards because you're going to want to do more. Because if you're like, oh, if I just, you know, all I did was start to do 20 minutes a day and I started to notice these changes, imagine if I, you know, gave myself 30 minutes a day. So ultimately, you want to make sure you just get started.
And we always say get started. Don't worry about where you have been and where you're trying to go. Get started now. There's no better time than the present. So that's very important for our callers to listen, is that get started. Stop making these excuses and get started. And look, we've only gone through four or five excuses. Another one is my significant other or my loved one likes me the way I am, and then I'm just not motivated. So the significant other that loves me the way I am. Talk to that for a moment, Reggie.
So I've had a few clients who, when they start working out, you know, their significant other says, I don't want you to, you know, change your body because I like the way that you are. And sometimes to avoid, you know, debates or whatever it may be, they will choose not to work out. Or, you know, they might not even get started because, you know, when they ask their significant other, because that's what, you know, oftentimes when you're in a relationship, you do, you have conversations and you say, hey, you know, what do you think? You know, how do you think I look? And, you know, usually to avoid arguments, most people will say, oh, no, you look great. And if your significant other is telling you you look great, then sometimes that doesn't help to motivate you to get started. But what I try to encourage people to understand is that, you know, exercise is not about looking good. It's about being healthy, and looking good is a byproduct of being healthy, because you can look good and be unhealthy and not have a great quality of life. So what is looking good if you're still feeling sluggish, if you're still tired? That's not where you want to be. You want to have a better quality of life. So you want to exercise to be healthy. You want to eat right to be healthy. And then you look good because you're healthy. So that's what I usually, you know, will tell people about that. And as far as, you know, not being motivated, oftentimes it's because you're trying to do it yourself or trying to do too much too soon. So sometimes you may need to seek the help of a professional like a personal trainer or a wellness coach, or get some friends and family involved so that you guys can be accountability partners. You don't have to do it alone. And when you have one day where you're not motivated and you're like, oh, you know, I'm tired and I don't feel like getting up today, if you have a group of people that you're working out with, typically at least one of the people are going to be like, no, let's go. We have goals to hit. We're going to do it. And because you don't want to let that person down, you'll get up and get it done. So those are two ways that you can get yourself motivated in order to continue to exercise or to get started with exercising, is by seeking the help of a professional or creating a group with your family and friends.
And Reggie is the professional that you want to reach out and touch. His email address is info@bodydefining.com. You can visit him at bodydefining. That's his Twitter. How else can they reach you? Because he has a bunch of services that you can use. He has nutrition. He has fitness. He has kickboxing. He can do online workouts. He can talk to you. These are great services that you need. And he also has apparel on his website. And he says that it's not about looking good. He says exercise is not about looking good. Exercise is to be healthy. So I'm going to tell you, a lot of folks want to look good, and some of the items you have on your website, your apparel line, your body-defining gear that you have makes people look good. So we're going to say exercise is not about looking good. Exercise will make you healthy, but there's nothing wrong with looking good while you're working out. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And we're going to go back to the phone line. Remember, callers, press the number 1 so I know you have a question and a comment. call the 5815. Call the 5815. Welcome to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. You're live with Reggie. Do you have a comment or question?
Hello, Reggie. I'm also in the business of fitness and personally, there's two statements. One, I do a lot of excuses on why people can't get it done, and a lot of times it just comes down to that they just don't want to do it, and no matter what you say, they're just not going to get out there because they're going to have an excuse. And those type of people, you know, unfortunately, it just happened, and you're not going to convince them. But on the whole, I've dealt with a lot of very positive people, and I actually had the opportunity to, at one point in my life, be around Joetta Clark, and I watched her workout, and her excuses were not what she said, that my leg is sore. It would be more like, I have 103 temperature and I don't want to work out. You know, they were more like that. So you kind of undershot yourself. Back to me, personally, I work out. I'm on a break right now, but I work out pretty much every five times a week. And what I'm seeing now is no matter what I do, they're not really changing. And actually, I've gained, I will gain weight, not a lot, a few pounds here and there, but there are no changes in the body, and I don't eat poorly. I don't eat fried foods typically. I don't eat a lot of junk foods, but the change in the is not happening. What would you suggest? Now, I'm just going to say this. I am over 25, so I don't know if that affects anything. I'm slightly over 25. Not necessarily. I mean, it just depends on there's a lot of different factors as to why you've hit a plateau. You know, so I would need to have a more in-depth conversation, but hitting a plateau can be a number of different things. Lots of times people will not push themselves past a certain weight for exercises because in their mind they don't want to get bulky enough or you know, they don't think they can handle it, or they might not have somebody to spot them in order to do it safely. But if you're doing exercises up to your plateau line and you never cross over that line, then you're going to hit a plateau and you'll never break through it. So you have to push your body in order to get new results. So that's one thing that can be it. If you've been doing the same type of routine where you're doing the same exercises each day that you work out and every week, your body can adapt to that change, that routine, that repetition. So you have to have some variation. So whatever, you know, what I tell people is, like, let's say if you're going to work chest today, the next time you work chest, do different exercises than the ones that you did the week before. The next time you do it, maybe incorporate some supersets or do high repetition or go heavier and do low repetition. That constant variation is what's going to get you some new results. Got it. Thank you very much. Good information.
Well, thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And we appreciate your questions, and being a little bit over 25, that's not that bad. But the good thing is that you're still working out. So once you're doing that, you know, half the battle is there, and you're eating healthy. So, Reggie, we have a couple of more excuses in your book. We talked about being too tired as being number 10. I'm so comfy, I can do it tomorrow. That's number 9. Or 8 was working out is too boring, and then we did I already get enough exercise. Then we have my significant other likes me the way I am, I'm motivated, and this one I thought would be number 1, but you have it as being the 4th one, which is I don't want to get my hair messed up. So that's funny that you, and being a distance runner and also, well, middle distance, but also doing runs in the rain because of cross country, hair was something that I didn't think about. You throw a hat on and just keep it moving. But I can see that being one of the top ones that you have on your list. And then the other one is I don't know what to do. So I'm glad that they're listening to you because you're telling them what to do. The first thing you said was just to start. And then you may have to find someone that can help you work out, a personal trainer, a fitness expert like yourself, and then get a plan. But I think that can no longer be an excuse as to I don't know what to do. You know, you have the different videos out there that you can be part of. So there are many things that you can do. And then also we have the results aren't coming in fast enough. Can you speak to that point?
So, yes, with the results not coming in fast enough, oftentimes a lot of people, you know, we live in this society of instant. Everything needs to be fast. Fast food, you know, fast cars, fast cell phones, fast internet. You know, so when people think about getting themselves into shape, because they don't think about the lifestyle change and the longevity of it, and they wait until the last minute to want to get in shape, they want it to come fast. And if it doesn't come fast enough, then it, in their mind, it's, well, you know,
it seems as though our call has dropped, so I think he's going to have to call back in and to be part of the show. But he was offering some good suggestions, and at this point, I'm going to take a quick break and then come back to the rest of my callers. The caller number again is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. And I often say this is a show, and if we're talking about it, that means that it has to be on your mind. So thank you all for calling in to checking in with Joanna at the show. That is all about you, and I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we'll continue with Reggie Lampley, who has a book called Top 10 Excuses for Avoiding Exercises and How to Overcome Them, and he's also a fitness expert.
A woman's body changes over 500 times a day, which can cause odor. So Secret Clinical Strength tracked Christy Bruce's ups and downs for a day.
On September 18th, the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center will have a very important screening, cardiac screening and concussion screening. The screening is September 18th at the Clara Mass Medical Center. So often kids have headaches, they have collisions, and we don't know if they hurt themselves. But if you go to the free screening at the Clara Mass Medical Center, and you can have your child reviewed, x-rayed, and examined so we can get a baseline for them. Again, it's free screening on April 18th at the Clara Mass Medical Center. We will do cardiac screenings and concussion screenings. It's open to the public ages 6 through 18 for the cardiac screenings and 12 and up for the concussion screenings. To find out more information about how you can be part of this session, call or email teamlink@barnabashealth.org, or you can call 973-322-7913. Welcome back to Check It In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We have had Reggie Lampley on the show, and he has been giving us information that's been so important, especially these excuses that one may use to not exercise. But we've been trying to get you motivated and encouraged and to inspire you to work out. Reggie, we'll take some more calls. Caller 5927. Caller 5927. Welcome to Checking In with Joy. The show is all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening? Caller 5927. Caller 1405. Reggie, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back here.
Okay, that caller seems to not be online, so let me try it again. Caller 5927. Welcome to Checking In with Joe Editor, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question for Reggie this evening?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
My question / comment is, one of the reasons that I have such a hard time working out is, one, because I'm just lazy. Two, I really don't like to sweat. But three, I really love cookies. And so I know that a lot of the times when you have to work out, they ask you for all the, you know, you're supposed to change your diet and nutrition. And that's probably the most difficult thing for me to do because I like to eat what I like to eat.
Okay. So with changing your nutrition and your eating habits, it's not as challenging as you might think. See, oftentimes what people try to do is they want to change everything all at once. But that's very challenging, and that's not something that's going to last long term. You know, when you think of someone that tries to quit smoking cold turkey, the success rate isn't very high. So they created nicotine patches and gums and things like that to help wean them off of that. Unfortunately, there's nothing like that for food, but what you do is you start to make small changes to different things within your eating habits. So you make a small adjustment, and then when you get used to that small adjustment, you won't miss it. You know, so for an example, I had a client who they love cookies, and they're like, I'm eating cookies all day. I have like 8 cookies a day. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'm not going to say just stop eating the cookies altogether. But instead of having 8 cookies, have 4 cookies, break the cookies in half, you're still having them 8 times a day. This way, now you're still getting your cookies, but you're having half the calories that you were having before because you're not eating as many cookies. Same thing can go with your cooking. You can maybe not use as much of the seasoning that you're using or start to cut back with how much you're putting on your plate. Make the small adjustments because any small adjustment that you have is going to have a long-term effect. You just have to be patient and know that the results will eventually come, but it's a gradual change. And now you create a lifestyle change because if you're used to having an overflowed plate and then you go from having an overflowed plate to like maybe the whole plate being covered but it not be a mountain, then eventually you might be able to use a smaller plate. Those are the kinds of changes. You're still eating the same kinds of food, but that moderation of having less means less calories. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well, thank
Very
you
welcome.
For calling in, Joetta. And Reggie, I have an email here that someone wants to know, do you help high school athletes?
Yes, I
do. And they live in New Jersey.
I do work with high school athletes. I was actually a high school track coach as well, but I do individual sessions with athletes of all sports, and we work on whatever it is that they're looking for, whether it's strength and conditioning, speed and agility, sport-specific training to get them to the next level. So I do work with high school athletes. If you send me an email, we can have a further conversation about it and learn more information about what sport the athlete plays.
And then also, Reggie, could you just give us a overview again of the services you have and how people can contact you to do training, to do nutritional conversations? I think that would be helpful for them to be able to contact you. And also, callers, you can go to my website, and his information will be on there, and you can also hear this show again. So, Reggie, if you can, give us an overview of your business, what services you have, and most importantly, also please give us your contact information.
Okay, no problem. So you can, my services provided, what I do is I do personal training, so one-on-one training. I also do group training sessions. I run some boot camps. I do nutritional counseling, sports-specific coaching, everything health, wellness, and fitness. I also do motivational speaking and wellness speaking to groups to help. I create body transformation challenges and those type of things. As far as how you can contact me, you can go visit my website, which is www.bodydefining.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook at Body Defining on those, and you can also find me on Instagram at Mr. Body Defining.
And I think if you make a sacrifice and make a commitment and try and work on your health and your wellness, I think that that's half of the battle as well, making a commitment. You just can't, you know, start it and stop it. The New Year's, as you know, Reggie, is a time when everybody wants to make these resolutions, and then let's say a month or so later, people have dropped off the bandwagon. So it's important to stay committed to your goal, and Reggie can help you to do that. Also, your book, Reggie, how can people get this book? We just gave you an outline of the top 10 reasons, but he has examples in the book as well, so you can read about people, see yourself in some of these excuses, and then also stop making these excuses, because there are no excuses to being the best. So let's stop with these excuses and let's focus on being healthy, focus on the family. And I always say the family can work out together, right, Reggie? You just don't have to have the mother or the father or the adult working out. I think it's important for the kids to work out as well. So what age do you think is okay for a kid to start working out?
Essentially, any age is good for a kid to work out, because exercise can be anything. So, we talk to the kids about doing, 60 minutes of play. So play is exercise for them. So any age, you just want to be active. It's about creating a healthy, active lifestyle for you and your family. And, yes, I do agree that, families that work out together, you live long together, you have better quality of life together, but you just enjoy life, as a whole together. Now, when it comes to, strength training, for kids, you don't really want your child until they get to about, high school age before they want to start incorporating the weights, because they still haven't fully developed their body. So lifting weights can create some changes that might not be beneficial for them. But they can always do body weighted exercises because it's just their natural body weight. So any age to be active together, because as a family, you can walk together, you can go bike riding together. That's all being active. That's all a part of exercise. Exercise isn't limited to being in the gym. Exercise is limited to whatever you decide to make it. So make it whatever it is that you want and just get it done.
And thinking and speaking about getting things done, we've come to a time in the show, and this show has gone by really quickly, that we are almost done. But I just want to thank you, Reggie, for being part of the show this evening and sharing your knowledge with us and helping us to realize that we cannot afford to have excuses not to work out. You have all of this information, info at body.com, at Body Defining. You can email him, and he will be glad to help you with a plan, talk to you, consult with you, to make you a better you. So, Reggie, thank you for being part of the show this evening and helping us to learn not to make excuses, but to be active, be proactive. And we only have a couple more seconds left before this show is over. But, again, thank you for being part of the show, and I look forward to having you again.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure, and I hope that everybody listening got some valuable information to help them, achieve their goals. And feel free to contact me. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, because I post different exercise tips and health and fitness tips you know, on my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all of that stuff. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. And let's just all be healthy and get healthy together.
And I appreciate that, and thank you very much. And as I often say, it doesn't matter what road we take, but rather what we become along the journey. Thank you for taking this journey along with us this evening here on Checking In with Joetta, and we'll see you next week. Remember, do not make excuses. Just be proactive and make a change. I look forward to speaking to everyone next week, and until then, be the best you as you can be.